I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, to be or not to be, or should there be an ing? That's the question as we look at gerunds and infinitives.
To be, to run, to eat. The to indicates the infinitive form of the verb. But if you were to use these verbs as gerunds, they would take an ing, as in being, running, and eating.
Juan, a listener in Chile, is not always sure when to use an infinitive and when to use a gerund. He sent us four sentences and asks if they're right.
Here they are. To swim is a good exercise. To work 10 years in the mine is enough. Sleeping is a luxury. Being able to read is important.
A good question for English teacher Lita Baker in Los Angeles.
The very simple answer to Juan's question is yes, that the gerund and infinitive are more or less interchangeable when they are in subject position, which is the way the sentences that he offered as examples. Notice that the gerund and infinitive are at the beginning of the sentence. They are the subject. And I think we should probably, for those who might not remember, just point out that a gerund is the ing form of a verb, but used as a noun. So swimming is good exercise.
But the way he says here is to swim is a good exercise. Now, to my ear, it didn't sound like native English to say to swim is a good exercise. I probably would have said swimming is a good exercise, working 10 years in the mine is enough, not to work 10 years, to swim is a good exercise.
It's a little bit more formal to use the to plus the verb, the infinitive.
Yeah.
But what about the sentence to be able to read is important? To my ear, that's absolutely correct.
I agree with you.
Okay. When we talk about infinitives and gerunds in subject position at the beginning of a sentence, a person who's learning English probably needs to know that the meaning is more or less the same.
What's the difference in other positions between the gerund or the infinitive?
Gerunds and infinitives can occur in all the positions that nouns normally occur. So we've already seen Juan's example in the subject position. They can also occur after the be verb. So you have a sentence like, her dream is to become an opera singer, or my hobby is playing the piano. They can occur in what's called an appositive. And an appositive is a noun that comes after another noun where the second noun explains the first noun. So in a sentence like, I appreciate your offer to take me to the airport. Okay, we have the noun offer. And what is the offer?
To take me to the airport.
Right. So there are two noun structures there, one of which defines the other one. So that's a way that we use infinitives and gerunds. The appositive structure, we always use an infinitive. So I appreciate your offer to take me to the airport. We would never say, I appreciate your offer taking me to the airport, right?
Right.
That's absolutely wrong.
You said an appositive is a noun that follows another noun.
Mm-hmm.
So to take in that case, even though it's an infinitive form of a verb, it's being used as a noun?
Yeah. Infinitives and gerunds are almost always used as nouns.
Well, okay,
that's
that
part
about,
of the definition.
I knew that as a gerund, but I didn't realize that was true with an infinitive.
Yeah. No, they're not in every case, but almost every case. Yeah. Shall we? You want to hear a couple of others?
Please.
Object of the preposition. And these are always gerunds. So thanks for helping me. The preposition for and the word helping is the object of the preposition. And that in that case, we always use a gerund. And finally, the one I want to mention is the infinitive or gerund used as a direct object. That is to say, the object of a verb. And the reason I mention this last is that this is the one that is the biggest challenge for people who are learning English. So are you ready?
Not quite. We're short on time, so we'll finish the discussion with English teacher Lita Baker next week.
But we will tell you about a free grammar and writing guide on a website she found. It's sponsored by the Capital Community College Foundation, a nonprofit organization in Connecticut.
It's a long address, so to make it easy to find, we'll post a link on our website, voanews.com/wordmaster. And our email address is word@voanews.com. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Skirbel.